Hello and welcome to the Glass Recording Podcast with Ian and Jem. Yeah, this week we're going to talk about life before the internet, Google. Also, what city I think Glastonbury should be twinned up with, what we got up to last week, and what's coming up this week. Right, we're going to kick the show off with a bit of I Destroy. This is their latest single, and it's Headphones. Welcome to the Glass Recording Podcast with Ian and Jem. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. This time of year, you know what we have. We have our annual, what season are we in? What episode number are we? Because I've lost track.
Oh, we're in season 5, episode 19.
Okay, because I've got a confession to make. I've been watching a little bit of Marriage at First Sight on Channel 4. I don't normally like reality programs, but it is quite entertaining. And I'm on episode 32, and I'm thinking, is this ever going to get ended? You know, not I'm trying to end this, but it's just there's lots of... I think we're due for a new season. I say this every time in May, every year, don't I?
Yeah, you say it in May every year.
And you say no every single time.
We've been doing it like annually, haven't we? So like, we do it up to...
Oh, is that what we're doing? Okay.
We changed that because I had lots of different seasons early on.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's just getting confusing. Let's just do one season a year.
Okay.
I mean, put it this way. I just decided that and I didn't even have a chat with you about it.
No, honestly.
That's...
I mean, this is not
good,
a democracy, is it?
It's not very... Yeah, it's... Not very team orientated.
No. But nevertheless, you know, I keep behind the scenes working on my coup that I'm working on, you know, and I just pretend I'm you. So that's what goes on. Anyway, all good. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, all good. All good. Just finished work and I've got a couple of weeks off now. So, yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. I've just made a video today with some work colleagues and it's a bit weird. I can never remember lines. And so we were down at Langport Library because it's the kids' summer reading challenge due to
Yeah.
start in at beginning of July. So we send these videos into schools and things, and so we made it today. And I was trying desperately to be very, very good. I think I was for the first time ever.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, so that's going to be published in the next 8 weeks or so. So yeah, that was fun.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, so I'll look forward to seeing it.
No, you won't.
Why not?
The good news is it only lasts a couple of minutes, just to keep the kids' attention because it's aimed at them, you see.
Yeah, but you want to put it online and we can put it on a Glastonbury Recording Facebook page. It's
Oh,
got.
you can. Okay. I'll think about that. Yeah. In fact, I am wearing my
Oh,
t-shirt
I
that I
love
wore in
that
the library.
t-shirt.
Yeah. No, it's given to me
Nice.
by my daughter in Canada, and it's loads of pictures of members of the First Nations community in
Yeah,
Canada. And I wear this shirt with pride.
it's quite similar as well to the one or two more similar in a way to the Olympic logos, isn't it? With all the circles. Yeah, it's not
Yeah,
far
you're
off.
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we could do, I'm just trying to think of alternative sports here. So we could have, you need to get a CD. So rather than throw the discus, we could see how far we could throw the CD in a green field and have different nations from around the world or different towns. You know, we could have
Yeah.
Cokesley and we could have Glastonbury and Street, and we could see how far we could throw
Oh,
that.
no, what we're
We
saying
could
about.
then do the long jump over vinyl. So you've got to sort of, so make sure you don't tread on the vinyl. If you break the vinyl, then you're disqualified.
Yeah, we'll say it saying about that. That reminds me of like when we were younger, we in Chippenham, we had a record shop called Music Man. And they used to have like a sale bit in there. So to get rid of the singles that didn't sell, he would just sell a random bag of 10 singles for £1. So you get all these, you get some good ones. You think, oh, that's good. So you still keep hold of them. And other ones, we go about and go outside and throw them about like
Yes. Well, there you go. You've already beaten me.
frisbees.
But so I hope you still got that bag of singles, and then we could
Yeah,
possibly create
they
our
go.
own
They
mini
go
Olympics. And
seven-inch
I can wear
singles.
my t-shirt that I'm wearing with loads of circles on it, and that could be our Olympic flag or our
Yeah,
Glastonbury recording flag.
seven-inch singles go quite well, really.
They would
You know.
do. Yes, we'd have to make sure that we have a risk assessment. That's really important, so we don't get any not flying pickets, but flying singles.
Yeah, but
Anyway,
and as well with CDs, some people tie CDs to old CDs to bit of strings to scare the birds off,
they do
crops.
they? They
Yeah,
do. Yep,
they
I've seen
do.
that as well.
We've seen
Not
that
a
as
really good use of plastic. I'm feeling now very guilty for raising this subject, and I'm going in a full reverse.
Yeah.
Right, what have we got on today's Glastonbury Calling show? You've got a
Oh,
surprise, you told me.
stuff,
And
and what we
stuff.
got to see last week, and more stuff about what's coming up this week.
You know the score, everyone. That's what we do. That's what we do. Stay
So,
with us. Put
yeah,
your
you've been up
seatbelts
to
on.
much?
I can't really remember very
That's
much,
all right.
actually. Don't think we've been up to a lot, really. No, I can't. I really cannot remember. I don't think we went. Oh, we went to that gig last week. Do you remember? We went to see Good Habits, and
Yes, yeah.
so they're playing at Pretty Festival. So I actually caught up with the band and did an interview with them to do a preview on Pretty Folk Festival, which is coming in July, and got to meet the band. They're just cool. They do an amazing. They've got a new album out called Quarter Life, and love playing in the West Country, and as well as doing their own songs on cello and accordion. Really melodic. There was a lovely, amazing, in fact, amazing woman that I met who lives in Glastonbury, and I thought she would be great for Glastonbury Calling 25. Plays the ukulele with her own original songs, and just really got a great voice. So she was supporting Glastonbury-based bass musician, and then there was the Good Habits. They came on. It was a really. We met with a friend of ours who lives in Glastonbury, and we just had a really chilled evening. Love them a lot. So I did that. That was my gig of the week. Didn't make it to the jazz on Sunday. Did you? I don't think you were going to go to a gig, but did you manage
No,
to
we did. It was my
sneak out one?
brother's. It was my brother's birthday. We're half and half whether we go to Pilton auditions, but we didn't in the end because, like, we had to get up and go down to Weymouth quite early the following day. But yeah, we went down to Weymouth, had a nice time down there, had a nice barbecue, went to the Cove Inn, sat on the front of the bay and had a nice pint out there. So yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. But yeah, had a good time.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, not too much. I mean I've only had one day off in the last couple of weeks or week and a half or so anyway. So just building up now, waiting for the holiday. So and now I've got almost 2 weeks off, so that's a bit better.
So does that mean this is the last Glastonbury Calling for 2 weeks, or are you going to do what I do? You're not going to do it from Loch Ness. So you could be phoning in from Loch Ness.
Well, the problem...
And then we could have a live sighting of whether you actually catch up with the monster.
Next Wednesday's our wedding anniversary as well, so that would be...
So you're saying you're giving up Glastonbury Calling for your for true love?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair. You can't argue with that.
I'm not. You've silenced me because I'm glad. That's what you're doing.
We'll be heading across. We should be this time next week. We should be in Inverness, but we're starting off in Oban, going to the Isle of Moor, going up to Fort William and the Isle of Skye, and across Loch Ness and over to Inverness, and then
You could throw in a little cheeky phone call from Loch Ness.
Yeah, could do.
Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, if you see the monster, we've got to record it.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't, then we will come back when you're back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's pretty safe bet, seeing this hasn't been seen in a long, long time or ever.
But maybe the Loch Ness monster wants to do an audition for you. Just wants to sort of, keep. Maybe. Anyway.
We'll move on. We'll play some music. Bit of a change to what I had in the playlist because I've had a brand new track come through, actually, from Nature Is Noisy, band from Coatsley, Wookie Hole, and now Bruton. So we played the last couple of singles on the podcast. This is their new single, Thing I Like to Do.
Make a beautiful I just wanna roll with the punches, flow with the tide. Try to take my chances, so I guess enjoy the ride. And if you like that feeling, you can roll with it too. But I'll hold on, cause I have to run. And being free is the thing I like to do with you. We'll be right back.
Okay, that's The World Spins Around by My Social Orbit. Okay, now I've got a proposal for the whole town of Glastonbury, because I don't think it's really working in Glastonbury. Glastonbury just doesn't work at all, not in this time zone. We're in totally the wrong time zone, totally the wrong place. And I was looking, how could we get Glastonbury in the right time zone? Because, like, I go around to see, you know, deliver parcels and things like that and mail, and hardly anyone's ever up before 11, 12 o'clock. Half the shops don't open till 10, 11, 12 o'clock. So I'm proposing, now this will link up quite well, that we bring Glastonbury into the same time zone as Rio de Janeiro. It'd be a great twin city. I mean, the links with Rio are, they've got a cracking carnival. Glastonbury's got a cracking carnival. They're pretty much in the same time zone as us, as I've said, and they've got a big thing on top of a hill like we've got a big thing on the top of the hill. So I think it's perfect match and perfect solution. What do you think of that? You're talking.
What worries me is then we'll get Duran Duran to make a video called Rio, and they might call it Glastonbury. So that was worrying me. I actually like it. I think it would be. Then we could have a Facebook page called Normal for Rio and Glastonbury.
Normal for Rio and Glastonbury. Just so people know the time difference, it's 4 hours. So
4 hours. They are 4 hours behind.
They're four hours behind. Yeah. So when it's 2 o'clock here in the afternoon, it'll be 10 o'clock there in the morning.
So you're saying that Glastonbury, hang on, let me get this right. Yeah. Let's drill down. Let's pretend we're in a corporate meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
So the next word I'm going to say, we need, going forward,
yeah,
in the new time zone, we need to collect our data or data.
Data or data.
And that means that Glastonbury will be 4 hours behind the rest of the UK.
Oh, I think I've gone the wrong way, haven't I? No, I've gone. Have I gone the wrong way?
I'm just trying to drill down.
I want to go the other way, don't I?
Yes.
I want to go the other way. So.
No. You can't make these proposals. And then, you know, you've now put us all. You're going to be in trouble with the whole good people at Glastonbury now.
Do we go the same way as that? Or do we link up with, I don't know, who's east of us? It'd have to be east, wouldn't it? So when it's sort of 12 o'clock there, hold on, I'm getting in a right muddle.
You're done. You bring up this, look, I think you need to stick with Rio, because I like the roundy top bit.
No, I like the roundy
top. Carnival, I get all that as well. And Glastonbury's carnival, you know, it's special, isn't it? So I get that as well. There is a fantastic, cracking music scene in Rio, which there is in Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of the largest cities in the UK and Glastonbury isn't. But that's quite nice. That's a positive. And therefore, if Glastonbury is waking up at 8 in the morning, the rest of the country's in 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah. So I prefer that in a way. They let them get on with the day. Yeah, I let them get on with the day. We're just waking up. And by that time, you know, when the post comes in the afternoon, it's going to be first thing in the morning for us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All the other way is, no, you wouldn't want to link up with some of the countries at +3. You're talking like Israel, Russia. There'd be a lot of kicking
that
off.
Sounds,
if we started linking
that sounds quite warlike, doesn't it?
Yes, I know.
Or maybe we get Rio to put all those countries, aforementioned countries, into Rio time zone, so they can stop squabbling and fighting and doing horrible things to each other, and making peace and carnival.
Maybe
they should come to our time zone.
Maybe we should get them on our time zone.
Yes. We don't want to get too political, but at the same time, the thing is, when it's 8 o'clock in the morning, there's a lot of hassles to this. Okay, so let me just imagine there's a person. Okay, I'm gonna make up a person. Okay, his name is Ian. His name's not Rio. His name is Ian. Okay, he wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
yeah.
to do his 8:30 shift, posting all our letters. And those letters are then going to get to us at about 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We're going to get our post later. We're going to get our lunchtime later.
That would be good. Oh, or the other proposal is because it's changing all the time and it's never right, is to bring Glastonbury in the same time zone as the clock above Morrison's in Glastonbury, which is never right. I think at the moment it's about 5 hours out, and it says, you know, so like when it's 12:30, it's something like 6:45 or something like that. Now that could be 6:45 in the morning or 6:45 in the evening, whatever way you look at it.
I don't think the time matters.
No,
actually, my conclusion of what would I want is that we live in a different age anyway, so we could be living in the future or in the past. So I don't actually mind what time of the day it is, but I do mind the century. There's certain things about Glastonbury in a particular day. You could be there in the 1500s. Or other times of the day, you could be there at, you know, back in sort of the land before JC and crosses and things like that, and
yeah,
where you've got people doing stuff in the Stone Age, making things, being creative. So maybe it's the era that we should change, not the time and the clock.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should change the era. Yeah, I mean, the era has changed quite a lot in Glastonbury, actually, isn't it? I mean, we've recently had the medieval fair in town, which was really well attended. We've recently had May Day, which links back to the medieval ages as well, and all the Beltane celebrations.
Exactly.
You know.
We're already doing it.
We're
so actually, actually, we don't need to change anything because it happens here anyway, yeah. And it's not really happening in many other places in the world. So like we do in every Glastonbury Calling podcast, we've gone up the hill, down the hill, round the block, and we've ended up where we started.
Yeah, we're back to where we started. Okay, yeah. Now we're back to where we started. We'll play a bit of Adam and the Hellcats. This track's called Demons.
got demons, and we can see them. I've got demons, you've got demons, we've got demons, and we can see them.
Okay, that's IDK by OK Bye. Now, this is an unusual topic for our life before the internet. Now, what I've put is Google. So it's a weird one because partly about it's going to be about what we did before Google, but also now Google's becoming quite dated. I was watching a video the other day about these youngsters trying to find this lift that's been on TikTok or whatever in Prague. And because they're on TikTok all the time, they don't know how to use Google. This poor bloke's taking the mick out of them, saying, well, you're trying to find this lift. Why don't you just Google it? Just Google. There's all these other lifts that are the same. And they were like, they looked at him like he was mad, and he was just laughing at him. And he says, look, if you Google it, you can find loads of these sort of things. So a lot of the younger generation don't really use, they're not using Google as much now as well. So like, so Google, it's funny how things are becoming outdated. You know, Google's becoming a bit outdated now.
Yeah, but this again, it's like your time zone, and I think you now create. You talk about life before the internet, but before the internet, there was no Google.
No, before the internet, there was no Google.
Yeah, that's but that's what you're talking and in part Google. Of the you're talking about our running series of life before the internet, and you said Google. But Google is the internet.
Google is the internet. It was one of the first things out there, wasn't it?
Yes-ish. Yeah. Ish. There was something before it. There was, I can't remember. There wasn't as good.
There was that butler type thing, wasn't there?
So, oh, that's right, yes. Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves, yes, Ask Jeeves. What happened to Ask Jeeves then?
I think he just got fed up being asked and he never gave a good answer. That's why we had Google, because when you search, you had to ask Jeeves about 100 times before you actually ended up in the right place. But you see, Google, it's not just TikTok though, you know, because you're talking about during the internet, you're talking about TikTok and some sort of young people not using Google. But here's the thing: last week I was trying to search for something for helping out someone, and I searched for some answers on AI, and I've started to use AI. I'm a bit slow to the game here, but was using Microsoft Copilot. So I typed in on Microsoft Copilot a question. And I'm thinking this is kind of better than Google, because what it does, it gives you like 10 points. Answers your question, and it also gives you links to do some further research. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, good. We'll go back to before the internet.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to find something out before the internet, Google. Now, this is a real plug for what you do. Because the library would have been the best place to go and find anything out. You know, if you wanted to find out, I don't know, we're going up to Scotland next, something about Scotland, either you go and buy the book or you go up to the library. You know, that would be, you know, and you can go and do your research and go and find stuff out there. I mean, there's a plethora of stuff and information up there. And, you know, it's not just fiction and non-fiction books. There's, you know, there's lots of information you can gather from there,
and you still can. So you can also use computers to, you know, to look up Google and anything else you want to. I'm not sure about AI, but I thought you were going to say. I tell you what I loved about. So my growing up, Google was that wonderful word encyclopedia. I loved my encyclopedias. Exactly, you'd look it up in alphabetical order, and there was this wealth of information, and I think I had 18 volumes of an encyclopedia. And I just, that was my Google. I was very fortunate to have my own encyclopedia. I had it for years and years and years. It took me right the way through up to A-levels. And that's what many people had.
You didn't have a set of encyclopedias then? You just had...
There were 18. I had parents had someone that worked for a publisher, and so they managed to get this for me. And it's one of my favorite books. It was just beautifully bound.
Yeah.
And I had it for years and years and years. And I would just, like Google, like to turn pages to look up useless facts, you know, whether it be about aircraft or, you know, mountains, what the highest mountain in the world is. I love all that kind of thing, really. So that was what it was. Going back to your question about libraries, I still do this. When we went travelling before, I sort of go into a library and borrow a book on Italy or wherever else I'm interested in. You can get the Rough Guide series. And, you know, if you're only going to a place once, and so long as you keep it in reasonable nick, you borrow a book and return it when you finish. Saves cluttering the shelves. But you're right, libraries are a source of information just as much as Google, and you can do both, you know.
Yeah.
I love looking up stuff. I still love it. So
yeah, I know. And it's sometimes it is quite good looking through all that stuff, you know, and you can find a lot of things out. And as well, if you want to fix your car, you used to get Haynes manual. You get Haynes manual for your car, and you go, right, what can I do? Whereas now you watch a YouTube video, which is...
I never understood. Haynes, when I read things in books of fixing things, or it could be at IKEA with putting things together, I don't understand the black and white print. It's so complicated. I like a modern day during internet of reading or watching a YouTube video when you can replay it a few times.
But you can replay it and look at what they do. And that's really good. But I mean, it used to be good going out and finding out a lot of information. And I mean, as well, I used to like all the football stats. You can, you know, if you want to sort of look at stats on football, you can't couldn't do it.
Funny you should say
you
that.
Had to work it out yourself.
That was going to be the next thing that I've tried to do, where Google hasn't quite helped me. I was searching for something yesterday and then found a few Canadian dollars, which I'm going to need for my daughter's wedding, which is great. I just had them from the last time I went to see my daughter. And then as I was searching in this, I don't file anything away. It's all random. So no one can find it, and nor can I. So we're all in the same boat together. But I found this aging football ticket, Chelsea playing Sheffield Wednesday. The ticket cost £3 and it didn't have the year on of what year it was. And I knew it would have to have been in the 70s, possibly 80s. And I probably went on my own. So I looked up on Google, Chelsea, Sheffield Wednesday, what was then Division 2, now the Championship. So I'm a bona fide supporter, and I can't afford to go to see them anymore. And I can't get the year. There's been so many years. Google has let me down. I need an encyclopedia. I can't find it.
I wonder if I went to that game. I watched Sheffield Wednesday play at Chelsea a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've never owned up to that one before.
When they had David Speedy and Kerry Dixon up front.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I went up to a couple of those. Yeah.
Were you in the shed?
No. I was supporting Sheffield Wednesday at Chelsea.
Good job I didn't know you then. You'd have just but I can't find the year, so maybe we're gonna have to do this offline.
We'll have to look this out. Pat Niven was playing as well then, wouldn't he?
Pat. Yep. Yeah, that's right. That's the team.
For them. And Sheffield Wednesday had players like Imre Vardy.
Okay, everyone, breaking news. This is me doing a Glastonbury calling takeover.
Telling me a shot.
We've now got a solution here. We don't need life before the internet. We don't even need AI. We don't need encyclopedias and maybe not even libraries. Can I introduce everyone to the most knowledgeable person in the world who remembers everything? Mr. Ian Liversidge is going to be our new Google. So we will call him Ian Goog.
Yeah. Oh, God. But I used to, saying that, I was very good at maths just because I used to write all the football stats down and all sorts of statistics and stuff like that. I got good at maths because I loved doing it and I was really interested in it. I used to work out averages and do charts and graphs and things.
I'm now
like
getting
that.
Worried. I think in order to, so everyone, I'm going to try and change the subject here a little bit. Shall we meet up in 3 weeks' time and we'll go down to Bristol Temple Meads and we'll do some train spotting together?
I'll tell you what, I'll try and work out when that game was.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Ian Google.
I'm guessing Chelsea were wearing blue that day.
I hope so. They don't do that anymore. They wear pink and green and yellows. Anyway, I think that was life during the internet.
that was life during a bit of the internet and before the internet. Right, let's play a bit of Scalar. It used to be called Scalping, and this track is called Deadlock.
We'll be right back. gonna pass something late. Our eyes in a haze. We couldn't seem to break our mold when time stands still. Feeling pleasantly ill. Gone in for the kill. I gotta make things right, 'cause I'm helpless.
Okay, that's Down by the Truth Seekers, which has Liam Howard in, and he's playing at the King Arthur on Sunday as part of their Sunday sessions. So this week, the gigs are on Thursday. Kitty Stewart's playing the King Arthur. You saw her supporting?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, last yeah. week. So that, she's that playing quite regular in Glastonbury. Mm. Sector 27, which is a night of industrial EBM and goth music on at the Assembly Rooms, if you want to go to that. So that'll bring back some memories. Eastfield Police, There's Always Time and Search for Autonomy are on at the King Arthur. We played Skater, and they are playing. They've got a headline gig at SWX in Bristol. So that's pretty good. They've really gone up playing there and having a headline set there. So that's good. Monique Chloe is playing at the Art Bank. On Saturday, there's 376 playing at the Rifes. Acid Mother's Temple are on at the King Arthur. I think that's sort of like... that is a psych band. They're getting quite big into their psych stuff there. On at the Red Brick Building, there's Reggae's Finest from England and Jamaica, A Night of Love and Unity, starring Singer Blue, JRT, Owen Isaac, Action Fire, Pecos, Sound Systems, Sir Coxon with Warrior Sound. So, a good night of reggae in that at the Red Brick Building. Also, as we said on Sunday, Liam Howard's playing the King Arthur. An advance one, if you want to get tickets for it, at Red Brick Building on May the 26th, that's Sunday, two weeks on Sunday, the Blue Tones are coming down and playing an acoustic set at the Red Brick Building. So, sort of quite a well-known band on there at the Red Brick. So that's your gigs on for this week. Are you going to any?
Not sure. I was listening to with bated breath as to what's on. So
yeah,
stepson's coming to stay, and he kind of likes his kind of rock music. So I know he would love stuff that Max puts on. So I'm not sure about the psychedelia. So I'm not quite sure. Nothing's quite kind of grabbing me.
I see Mother's Temple might be worth checking out.
You reckon? So that
I don't know. I'd read up on it if I were you and see. I mean, it's a punk night on at the Arthur, which is being put on by Rob, on Friday night. That's a free one.
Okay. So is that a band or is it music?
It's punk band, Eastfield.
Okay.
Coming down, yeah. And we're going to play them at the end of the show anyway. So, the punk band that's been going.
We better finish so I can listen to the show so I can then see if I'm going or not. What are you doing then? Are you going to go to anything?
I'm going to Scotland.
Oh, yeah, you didn't mention that.
Yeah.
So we're not doing this next week.
We did mention the fact that we're not doing this next week, you plonker.
You know, well, the thing is, a different time zone. You've already said we're in a different time zone.
Yeah.
I'm 4 hours behind you. You told me to be 4 hours behind you, and now you're trying to bring me onto your time zone. I'm already behind you. We haven't even done this Glastonbury Calling podcast yet.
It's different daylight times up there, actually. You've got extra hours daylight up in Scotland.
You are. You'll see the bona fide. We haven't mentioned the Northern Lights, the aurora, and I can't say the next word without.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm
laughing.
I missed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that. Well, I missed that. So this is like how sad I am. So I was up early on Saturday morning. I went to bed at about 9:15 on Friday night. So I missed the aurora, which everyone else was banging on about. And then because I was off on a Sunday, I thought, well, they said there was a chance of it. So we took a walk along to the bridge at the village and then stood in the dark and looked over towards a tour, which was quite fun anyway. And another lady came up and stood with us and started chatting to us. And it was quite nice. Stood out there watching all that, but we didn't see anything, sadly.
No, not too good for us either. We looked out and it was quite misty where we were. We couldn't really see something on the Friday night for whatever reason. And on a Saturday, it was really clear, no clouds. And then we went out and I don't know if we saw something or not. We saw a bit of light, but no colours. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, it could have been a headlight. You know, you kind of imagine things.
Yeah,
but when I took a photograph of my camera, it did come out a bit of colour. So I think we saw a little bit. But
yeah. It'll always come out better on a camera on that, because what happens with your eye, it just sees it as it is. But with a camera, it takes a longer exposure, so it lets more light in. So that's why you see a lot of pictures that people are taking. They look absolutely nuts and spectacular. Which isn't what you would be seeing at that time, because your eye isn't letting in the same amount of light. And then as well with the camera, you can extend the exposure. So, a picture in the dark, it normally take a longer exposure anyway, or you can do a lot longer exposure. So it just lets it, which means the lens, if you don't know what exposure is, which means the lens is open for longer, just so it captures as much light as it can before it finishes taking a picture.
I think we've drawn a good conclusion here. So before I hand over to you, I just want to say, everyone, see what I mean? He is Dr. Google, isn't he, Ari? No, he has. Look, he's just gone over the how to expose oneself, which sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? Right? You're talking about photography.
Get rude and dirty about this.
Yeah, but that's what you've just done. You've just basically talked about, you let more or light in, well, I just want a light switch on. But, so this, we've had football scores, we've had exposures on your camera, we've had, what else, trains and beer percentages. We don't need life before or after the internet. We just need Ian Liversidge. This has been Ian Liversidge, Google, Glastonbury Calling. Bye, everyone.
Yeah, bye. Have a good weekend. Have a good couple of weeks, actually. We'll be back in a couple of weeks while I'm having a great time in Scotland. We're going to finish up, as we said, play you one of the tracks playing at the punk gig on Friday at the King Arthur. This is Eastfield and Fortuna Hell. See you then, and see you soon.
This is nothing but a tug of war. I push your inflatable dinosaur. Well, you pull it right back, drag me down to the floor.
Any more fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?
Any more.
This is late night devout frenzy. Enter the right tram, the wrong door. Caught out smoking bastos, drinking many beers, running round on the floor.
Any more fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?
It's all right.
You're a long time dead.
It's all right.
It's good to be alive.
It's all right.
Giving up's all right.
It's all right.
You're a long time dead.
It's all right.
It's good to be alive.
It's all right.
Giving up's all right.
It's all right.
You're a long time dead.
It's all right.
It's good to be alive.
It's all right.
Giving up's all right.
It's all right.
You're a long time dead.
It's all right.
It's good to be alive.
It's all right.
Giving up's all right. Any more fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how? Any more fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?
Any more
fortuna, how?